Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, and your name was chosen at random. Your individual answers are strictly confidential. Do you have a few minutes to complete the survey?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. Is this Annie Ruth Rawls, first of all?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. Let's see here. First questions. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you.
Wait just a minute. My door.
Sure.
Wait just 1 minute, please. I was on the phone.
I'm sorry about that.
All right. No problem, Annie. Thank you. And let's see here. Just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
My age? Oh, Lord, I don't hardly know my age myself.
That's fine. You can give me any number there. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, close to your age, or if you know your age, yes.
Yes, I was born 1925, I think, or 35.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. We'll do it this way then, okay? It is asking me for your age then. You said you were born in
1925? 1925, I guess.
Okay. So that will make you how old now?
I don't know.
I'm sorry? You say you don't know any?
No, I don't keep up with my age.
Okay. All right. Don't worry then. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
Okay, that's so you will definitely vote. Is that your answer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, Annie, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I don't keep up with it so well, but I'm satisfied.
Satisfied? All right, thank you. And thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. The first one reads, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or improving the economy, or increasing border security and stopping illegal immigrants, or protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, or reducing crime, or investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, or protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, or standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, or reducing gun violence, or protecting LGBTQ rights, or providing affordable child care, or fighting inflation, or improving K-12 public school education.
I don't think I'm able to do this. I can't remember all of those.
Okay.
Be truthful with you.
I understand. Well, then I'll do this. I'll go down the list, and if you see one that's most important to you, just stop me there, okay?
At that
one, all right? Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or improving the economy, or increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, or protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights.
Protecting women.
Okay. That will be your first choice. You want to go ahead and select another one?
Yes.
You can choose reducing crime or investing.
Reducing crime is a good one, yes.
Reducing crime. Okay, next question. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse, in your opinion?
I think they're about the same. I think it's about the same.
Okay. All right. No worries then. And now, thank you for that. And the next question. And now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. And I'll read the list again as well, and then you can stop me whichever one you think is most important for you, okay? What you think is the biggest reason the crime is rising, all right? Mm-hmm. You think it's because a lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training? Or do you think a lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity? Or inadequate programs to help lower-income people? Or inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by? Or too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets? Or a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly? Or too many guns flooding our streets? Or too many young people not being properly parented and raised? Or a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values? Or prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime? Or too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders? Or reduced funding for public services to help people in need? Or not enough police officers on the streets? Which one do you think is... you say that the crime is rising.
You did so many.
Then, like I said,
I really don't know. Go start again, and I'll remember what the ones I said.
I'll take my time this time, okay? I do apologize. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Now, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Or a lack of after-school programs.
The first one is a good one.
That one's a good one. Okay, that's a lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree, okay?
That's
and
right.
Let's see here. I'll go ahead and down the list, and you can choose another one as well, okay? The lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Or inadequate programs to help lower-income people. Or inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Or
I think that one is.
Inflation and the rising cost of living and making it harder for people to get by.
Yes.
Okay. No worries. Thank you for your opinion. Next question, okay? And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? How much have you heard about it lately? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I'm going to be truthful with you. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all? Okay, all right. Now, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public school? Do you support or oppose it?
Books from schools?
Mm-hmm.
No. I wouldn't say a ban books from schools.
Okay, so would you, in your opinion, would you say you oppose it or support it?
I want them to have.
You want them to have? Okay.
Yeah.
So that means that you would oppose. Now, would you...
Wait a minute. Say that. Say what? What did you say now?
I'll repeat it again, okay?
Okay.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No, I don't want you to ban books from public schools.
So you oppose that effort, right? Is that
what
you're saying? Now, would you say you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
To ban books?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I definitely oppose it.
So you would say strongly oppose, in your opinion?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. I'd like you to rate the next question, though. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel about that person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, mm-hmm. just please say so, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one, Donald Trump, on a scale from 0 to 100, how favorable?
Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on a scale of what?
On a scale from 0 to 100.
That's a 50.
50? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. How about Beyonce?
Beyonce. She's I know the name, but I can't think what she usually do. Beyonce. I pass with Beyonce.
Okay, now is that no opinion or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, all right, thank you. Now, how about Barack Obama?
I'm pleased with Barack Obama.
On a scale from 0 to 100, how favorable for
100.
You? 100. All right, thank you. How about critical race theory, or CRT? On a scale from 0 to 100?
What is it now?
The critical race theory.
Well, and that's from 1 to what?
That's from 0 to 100. How favorable for you?
Maybe
85. 85? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next one. Kamala Harris.
Who?
Kamala Harris. On a scale.
I'm sorry.
You don't know?
I don't know who she is.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Don't worry. And how about Kevin McCarthy?
Guess you got the wrong person because I don't know that person.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's your opinion. If you have never heard of them, just let me know as well, okay?
Okay.
Kevin McCarthy, you say you never heard of him?
I may have heard the name, but I don't know enough to.
Okay. I understand. So that would be no opinion on your case, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. How about Joe Biden?
I know the name, but I can't remember what he does, but
okay.
I've heard the name.
All right, no worries then. How about the gay rights movement?
The gay rights movement?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
What's that?
I don't know. I would not like that.
Okay. All right, no worries then. Let's see.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't want a gay rights movement.
Okay, no, based on this movement, how favorable are you towards them on a scale from 0 to 100? Now, if you have no opinion or don't know, never heard of, just let me know.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to judge on that, though.
You don't want to judge on that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you for your opinion, okay? Now, it's a ways off. The next question. Now, it's a ways off, but thinking about 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Cornel West, the third-party candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. So would that be Joe Biden, the Democrat, or somebody else?
Well, did you call somebody else?
No, I just said if the election
nobody
was held
else,
today,
nobody else.
If the election was held today, so you would say Joe Biden, in your opinion,
yes.
Correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Now, switching things a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and a 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. Okay? You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. How about the first one? The country's economy going into a recession. On a scale from 0 to 10, how much of an impact do you think will have on you?
No, I don't think we're going to that. So the highest. No, I don't think we're going to go into any.
The highest, so that would be a 10. That would be a major
impact? A positive,
impact.
Yeah, positive.
So, I'm sorry, I'm confused here. So you're saying that it will be no impact in your life, or you said it will be a major impact if the economy goes into a recession?
A recession?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we're going into a recession. I don't think we're going into one.
Okay. So do you want to, based on the scales, how important, how much it would impact you or no impact at all? That would be a 0. No? Okay. All right. How about the next one? Climate change. How much of an impact do you think it would have on your life from 0 to 10?
Climate change, I would say, maybe in the 90s. I wouldn't want climate change.
No? Okay, so that would be a 9. Is that what you said?
In 90, yeah.
Okay. How about the affirmative action ending on a scale from 0 to 10? How much of an impact?
Affirmative what?
Affirmative action ending.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. All right. Don't worry then.
Okay.
All right. And how about crime and violence in this country? How much is that affecting you in your life? How much of an impact would that be on your life? On a scale from 0 to 10.
I wouldn't want it at all.
You wouldn't want it at all?
Mm-mm. What did you say?
Yes, of crime and violence in this country.
I wish we could get rid of all of that.
Okay. Now, if it would have an impact on your life, how much of an impact do you think it would have?
Well, at least say maybe a 90.
A 9 again? The scale from 0 to 10. So basically you said 90, I consider that a 9. That's correct?
A what?
A 9. It's from 0 to 10.
Okay. I would hate to see that happen.
Okay. I understand. No, I understand. Thank you. The next question. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the government implementing this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree that you could help them.
You agree? Now, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay.
Somebody if they need the help.
That is correct. Okay, now, next question. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Repeat that again, please.
Sure, no problem. And the question is, children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
I don't think they should do that. I think they're too young.
Okay, so do you strongly agree or somewhat agree for them not to be allowed?
I think strongly. They would have that opportunity to do that. The parents want. That's what you're saying?
Yes, I mean, that's how the question is stated. Children under the 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. So if you strongly, based on what you say, you do not agree with it, so you strongly agree that they should not, right?
Right.
And that's
right.
Okay. All right. And don't worry. The government should provide free child care to all families. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that?
To all families?
To all families.
I think some of us are able to do it, so I said, no, not to all families.
Okay. So based on what you say, you would disagree. Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
All right. Thank you. And next question. Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff. You strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, Ann. The next one. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. Strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Strongly disagree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Say what it is that I'm agree with now.
Okay. If the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use, do you agree to legalize marijuana or disagree for the age of 21?
I disagree.
Now, do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I disagree. I won't say strongly.
Just somewhat. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. Thank you. How about ban assault weapons? Strongly agree? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Ban assault weapons. That's what they... Everybody be a bandit with doing this?
That's correct. If they,
everybody?
Ban assault weapons. Mm-hmm. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat, okay. How about the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide? strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Thank you, man. You're doing good because we're already at 75%, okay? So we're almost done, okay? Thank you. Now, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I'm going to read down the list, and you can check, you can say just yes or no, and I'll go ahead and jot it down for you, okay? I'm going to repeat the question again. I'm going to repeat, don't worry, Ann.
Okay.
In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? The first one, fathers adopting a child? Yes or no, in your opinion?
Paid off. Mm-hmm. You say a father.
Fathers adopting a child.
I'd say no.
Okay. How about death of a family member?
Death of a family member?
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be considered, yes.
Okay. How about when dealing with a mental health episode?
That's bad when you're dealing with a yes.
Okay. How about caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. How about mothers giving birth to a child?
Oh, yes.
Okay. How about sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Okay. How about fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Well, they don't have to go that far, but
it's up to you. Do you consider that a yes or no?
Yeah, I consider.
Okay. How about mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's see here. Next question. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not often, or not at all?
I'll tell you the truth. I may not go that much, but I haven't experienced too much of that. In fact, I know I haven't.
No? Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What you start to say?
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off. I apologize.
Okay. It may be that, I live in a community,
mm-hmm.
and I don't, where all people are like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do go, but I don't have any problems with other people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So in your case, as you say, you don't go through racism or discrimination. So the two options that I have for that is that not often or not at all. In your case.
Mm-hmm. What two things you're saying?
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not often, or not at all on your everyday life?
I would say, let me tell you the truth, I almost want to say not often.
Not often?
But I'll put, what was the one before then?
Often or not often? Those are the ones in between. Because the other two are very often or not at all.
Mm-hmm. I'll be truthful with you. I don't experience.
Okay, so would you say not at all?
And what's go right before none at all?
Not often.
Not often.
Not often? Okay.
Not often.
All right. Thank you. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Okay. Now, the first one. The home was vandalized or broken into. Does that apply to you or someone else in your home, or does not apply?
It does not apply.
Okay. How about the car was stolen or broken into. Does that apply to you or someone else in your household, or does not apply?
It does not apply to me.
Okay, thank you. And how about the next one? Violent crime such as assault, does that apply to you or someone else, or does not apply?
Doesn't apply.
Okay, and the last one. Money or property was stolen, does that apply to you or someone else, or does not apply?
Doesn't apply.
Does not apply? Okay.
No.
Let's see here. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions, because we are pretty much at 95%, so you're doing great. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, or high school graduate, or some college or vocational certificate, or college graduate or bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, master, MBA, law, PhD, MD, et cetera? Which one?
Well, I was a librarian, so.
You were
would
a librarian?
Yeah, what do you consider that? I was a librarian.
I'm not sure. It's up to you. I'm not sure if you have a high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate,
mm-hmm.
or college graduate.
Bachelor's college graduate.
College graduate. Okay. Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried with a partner, or single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
All right. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thank you. How would you describe... I'm sorry?
Oh, my children are grown.
They're gone, off with their family, right?
Grown, yes.
That's good. All right. No worry. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Repeat that again, the first
sure.
one.
Sure. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban?
Urban.
Urban.
Tell me what urban is.
My job, I cannot go ahead and break down things.
Okay.
Right. I cannot break
urban,
down.
Mm-hmm. Urban, name the next one.
Suburban or
suburban.
Rural.
Mm-hmm. Of what? Rural.
Rural, yes.
No, it's not rural. What was the first one?
Urban.
I think it's urban.
Urban? Okay. Thank you.
You get along with people and all of that. Is that what we're saying?
You have to get along with your neighbors and everybody, right?
Yeah.
Thank
no
you.
Problem.
Now, next question, Ann. Thank you. You're doing great. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Or every week, or once or twice a month, or several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
I go to church every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would that
and
be every
time during and sometime during the week, but not every
oh.
but not every day.
Okay.
Going.
All right, so how about...
But I go. I know I go every Sunday.
All right. Based on what you said, I have the two options, twice a week or more, or every week?
Every week. Every week.
Every week. Yeah.
What would every week be?
Based on what you said, you go to church every Sunday. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that would be considered every week. But it's up to you. I mean, it's your opinion, so I don't know.
You say what would be...
Mm-hmm.
You saying every week.
Right, because the next one will be once or twice a month.
I only have once a week or try twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I go to church weekly.
Weekly? Okay.
I go every week. I'll go.
Every week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your answer would be every week. Is that correct?
Every week, yes.
All right. Thank you, Ann. Now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watched or read them in the span of a week. Fox News. Do you watch it very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Fox News.
That's correct.
No, I don't. See
so that's seldom to never? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How about your local TV news? Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Very often.
Okay. Thank you. How about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS? Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never.
I go pretty often, those ones we have.
The NBC, ABC, or CBS, would you
yes.
say very often or somewhat often then?
Well, let me tell you the truth, I know I watch them, but I don't know if I'm watching the same thing all the time. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I understand. Yes.
Yeah, I watch them. I may turn on one day, next day I may turn on something else, but I do watch them.
Okay, so based on what you said, the two options that you can go ahead and choose based on your answer that you just gave me, you can use somewhat often or not that often.
Somewhat often, I know it's not right. So I like to watch TV and all of that. Is that what we were saying?
Right, but this is regarding the news, network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS.
You know what? I have a tendency to look at all of them.
Okay.
You
and
know,
how often do you see them? Very
okay,
often?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would say at least four or five times, I'm sure. Maybe six,
a week?
Seven times.
A week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I don't stay there all day, you know.
I understand. No worries.
But this is
how often you will see them. Very often or somewhat often?
I say very often.
Very often. Okay. No worries. How about MSNBC? Very often, somewhat often, or not that often, or seldom to never?
Oh, you call in the different stations I see now. Huh?
That's correct, yes. MSNBC. Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Never really thought about it. I'd just be looking at all of them to tell you the truth. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely understand. But based on, I have to put in one of the options that I have here. So how often do you recall that you see them?
That you see this station?
Mm-hmm.
I see them often.
Often? Okay.
I really listen to the programs because my vision is poor, so I get my information through that, you know.
Okay, so that will be very often in what
very
version
often.
Of your time.
Okay,
and how about the last one? CNN, CNN, would that be very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
I turn on CNN too.
So that would be ever?
I just don't stay on one station. I go.
Oh, okay.
One station, one time, another station, I may go to another one.
I understand. So would that be very often in your opinion then? Since you
very
said,
often.
You flip the different news stations.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
I
don't look at the same thing
okay.
every day and every night.
All right. Thank you, Ann. And pretty much we're down to the last few questions here. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Now would that be a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
All right, thank you. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance, or other?
I got insurance now.
Okay, now is that bought?
I've always had insurance.
Now, is that paid and bought by yourself, or is it Medicare or Medicaid? Or is it through your spouse, employer?
Medicare, Medicaid, I guess.
What's that?
Say this again, now, please.
Yes. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, or health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, or health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance?
Well, I have health insurance, but I've had it so long, I'm going to be truthful with you, I don't pay it any attention. Does that make sense?
Right. I definitely understand. Now, you say you do not pay any attention?
I mean, whatever I'm using, I've been using it for a long time.
Okay. All right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Most definitely, yes. Now, are you paying for it yourself, or is it?
I believe it might have come. I'm not working now,
okay.
So I guess it comes through me. I really don't know. I just know
okay.
I have this coming.
All right. No, you're fine. Mm-hmm. I can leave it as don't know then, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You or your spouse? You and your spouse jointly? Your parents, your parent or parents, your child or children, or another?
I guess I am because I worked a long time.
So you're retired?
And I'm retired, yes.
Okay. So that's retired or on a fixed income, right?
Oh, I have an income coming in.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Now,
for a long time.
Good. Good. All right. Now, would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in your household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under $15,000 or in between $15,000 to
$30,000? Wait, go back over and say that again now.
Sure, sure. Now, would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in your household? Just stop me when I get to your category.
I'm a one person just about because my husband gone.
You're just a one person income? Okay.
Yeah. Yes,
all right.
He died. My husband died.
Oh, sorry for your loss. Really sorry for your loss.
Well, we're both pretty good age. You know, none of us come here to stay always.
That's very true. I understand. Now, would you say your category in your own household income, just by yourself, would you say it's under $15,000? This is yearly. Would it be in between $15,000 to $30,000, or in between $30,000 to $50,000? Or in between $50,000 to $75,000, or in between $75,000 to $100,000.
I'm going to be truthful with you. I get it, but I turn it over to my children to do things for me. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. So based on what you're saying you don't know, right?
I really don't know.
Okay, I understand.
I don't know.
Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
What is that?
Once again, and like I told you, I'm not able to, you know, lead you on to any of the questions because, you know, I don't want to be able to guide you to your answer because this is your opinion. So if you don't know, that's fine.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, this actually concludes our survey, and I do thank you so much for your participation, and keep in mind that your opinion is very important to us, okay? So thank you so
much. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
In working with others, am I quite different or kind of along with some of the rest of them? I'm just asking you now.
Okay, you want to know? Usually our surveys, they actually do take about 15 to 20 minutes. Sometimes, you know, with more elderly people, it may take more time. But we definitely want their opinion because their opinion is very important as well. So even if we have to take an hour with you on the line, that's fine because your opinion is very important, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Aunt Annie, so much for your time, all right? And enjoy
to
the
God, we give the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Annie. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your night. Bye-bye.